Okay. For those who still want to meditate, you can continue, right? For those who have enough, slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Then we can continue with our meditation reporting calm question and answer session. Okay. Shall we get somebody to share first? Kumoy, Kumoy. Umay? Umay, tell me. Oh, you want? Okay, pass the mic to Ponchi's husband. Then after that, only Kumoy. Umay need after Tan is I share. Then Mimi also later, because they told me earlier on report some very good meditation. Yeah, go ahead.
Good morning, Brother Teo.
Yeah.
Before the sharing, I'd like to say a few things.
Can, no problem. You introduce yourself.
Okay, I'm Chong.
Yeah.
I'm Chong from Alostar.
I
came here with my wife, Buan Chi, Gua Cheng, and Sister Li Jin Jin, four of us from Alostar. To Brother Teo, Kan Earn, gratitude and high respect. Also, on behalf of my wife, I'd like to thank all the Kalimatas who have attended to her just now when she fainted before the breakfast time. Thank you so much to all who attended. Now she's recovering. Also, thank you to Brother Teo and Mrs. Teo. A few Kalimatas, I think Sister Lian, Sister Mi Fung, Sister Eng Bi, and so many more. I can't remember. back to my sharing. This morning, I woke up as usual, very fresh, very mindful. And I went over to the main shrine. I sat for a while. My anapanasati was good, was very clear, still. After which I came up to this meditation hall, and then Brother Teo was giving instructions of meditation, mind sweeping, and then I followed through, and I sat for a while. I put my awareness in my heart, and I see the heart start palpitating very fast and very loud.
Okay.
And then for a while, after some time, it was very silent, very silent. Then I remember Brother said you have to be with it and at peace with it. So I was putting my awareness in my heart area. So be with it, but I still cannot feel the heartbeat.
Okay.
Then I shifted my awareness to my anapanasati.
Yeah, breathing again. Correct. Yeah.
Then it was very very deep.
Yeah.
Smooth flowing, and then I put my awareness back to my heart area. Still there is not heartbeat.
You cannot detect.
I don't cannot detect.
It's okay.
So while I was at that point, I heard a soft voice calling me. So I opened my eye, and then I saw Sister Tammy telling me that my wife has fainted. So I quickly went over, and then at the point where I saw she was lying there, tears just billowed in my eye. So I wasn't aware of that. I wasn't mindful how it came about. But I knew that I I sent metta to her. That's all, I think.
Okay.
And I thank those sisters, Simon, Sister Tammy, for informing me about that.
Thank you for the reporting. Let us rejoice with Brother Chong's reporting. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Brother Chong and Pen Chi, they are from Alastair, my hometown. First of all, before a comment on what the meditation report is, I'd like to let you know when there's such situation. Like what happened to Ponchi, don't worry, don't panic. We asked to her, I checked with her just now, and most of the cases like that, she morning don't have anything in the stomach. Normally she says she take an anesthetic, she's okay. So this morning I think he was not feeling good because not enough food, lack of sugar, a bit hypo. So when she meditated that time, she actually managed to settle down and all those things. Then later on, he felt something. Then he knew something is coming. Then when they like fainted or what, whoever saw her must quickly go there and help and call her name. Call her name, make her conscious again. Then what they need is whether a hot chocolate or hot Milo or hot drink. Quickly get a hot drink with sugar inside. Or let him take a sweet or what. Because when body need sugar, you need immediately. And sugar is sweet or what, the sugar go in, get absorbed very fast. Then give ventilation to her. Then after that, you can arrange for her to rest somewhere and prepare certain food for her to eat. That's why this morning when I went down, I saw him saw her eating already, so it was okay. Then I checked with her, then she told me what happened. So she said it's okay now. So a lot of these things can happen, even at home. If you don't have enough food. One of my brother also got it. Because he heard we all say family history type 2 diabetic. So what he did was, he exercised a lot. He exercised a lot actually, the sugar get burned out. But he didn't know. He also want to be like us. Take very little rice. Switch is not on. Yeah, this time is the power. So coming back to my brother's case, he also think he want to preempt the thing. That's why sometimes you cannot do that without understanding. You cannot just follow. So he saw us take very little rice. He also take very little rice. Then he did not eat much, understand? Oily food, all those things, they not eat much. So try to go on veggie and all those things. So what happened to her? One day he suddenly fainted, collapsed. Then they sent him to hospital, specialist center. Then the doctor said, nothing wrong, it's not enough sugar. So after that only he started to eat again. So there are situations where you need to understand, otherwise you become gullible, you just follow where you heard. So coming back to Brother Chong's reporting experience is good for him because he's quite new. He only came in after later on when I think the wife came over and see me to learn Dhamma. He was another physics teacher of mine, Mr. Kang of Bangkok, who introduced me to them. That one I think about 6 or 8 years ago. 07, huh? 07 was 8 years ago, yeah. So that time, Mr. Kang, my physics teacher, also their good friend because been teachers in a lot of study, very close. So I went over to their house and they invited me in. Then we talked a little bit about Dhamma. Then later on, they came and see me because of some relationship problem with their child, one of their daughter, and they got 3 beautiful children, but there is some problem with, I think, one of the son and one of the daughter. They got certain first noble truth reality situation and problem. So we start to talk. Then later on, when I advise Panchi and Brother Chong what to do, Panchi start to understand the Dhamma in a deeper manner. So she arranged for the daughter to come back because on federal scholarship, I think. Then she was studying in the state. Then certain thing happened, so there was some problem. So they worried. Well, the scholarship, if you don't finish and have to pay back, the penalty is quite a lot. So I told her, you don't worry, because it's a scholarship to study in the state. If you come back and change course to a local university, it's a lot cheaper, and they will agree. So go and see them, talk to them. So I think once they all managed to do that. Then the daughter came back at the time, also still got problem. So they arranged for her to go to University Malaya, which accepted her. But things doesn't work out. Somehow then she wants to study Mass Comm in Penang. So finally arranged back Penang. Then things work out. Then resolve. It was when they came down to my place and stay at my house for 3 days. After talking direct, then only they start to understand the real Dhamma. And Ponchi was very grateful. Then they resolved those things. Then later on also got a few not so serious issue, but Ponchi wrote to me through email, then I advised her. Then she said, I know what to do. He said, Brother, thank you so much, I know what to do. He said, my husband want to think like that, do like that, up to him. But somehow both the husband and wife also, I think they resolve it. Then the son also, I think, recovered. But there's still some minor thing which is not serious. So I told Panchi, I said, let them live their life. Don't be too attached. Don't think that they are your real children. Although you cannot deny, you give birth to them. Understand not? But they have their life. You do your duty as parents. You can only advise. And the best way is to set good example. So when they see you change, then there's a possibility of them listening to you. Otherwise, you know like children, parents too eager to advise them or too eager to tell them what to do. They don't like or no. They grow up already, they say, I'm not a small kid anymore, I'm not a small boy anymore. So to them it's like, don't come and nag me and keep on telling me all these things. So these are the small things. So I think now she understands. So all those things over. So because of the short period, Brother Chong only started meditation not long ago, I think. So for him to be able to go into Anapanasati and experience the Anapanasati until it's so stable, so calm and so peaceful is already a very good progress, a very good sign. What she did was, what he did was, because he heard too many people go into the heart, so again he go to the heart, cannot feel, then he go back to the breast, stabilize again, then go now, cannot feel. Don't be too eager to go there. The best thing is, just do Anapanasati. I already told you all, you listen again. Anapanasati initially when it stabilized, not to say really stabilized, when you get it, the moment you get it, your mind become very calm and very peaceful, then you experience piti, that's why you feel good. Spiritual joy, calmness, the mind very quiet. Not like the agitated mind of the daily life. Not like before. At least you are able to experience peace when you want it. So this type of training is very good. When your mind has problem or whatever, then you just silent and go and do Anapanasati. Then you feel fresh. You feel peaceful again. Then there is clarity. At that time only you reflect and contemplate. What's the problem all about? And then you make better decision. Then you inquire, what can I do to resolve this amicably? To resolve it amicably, you definitely got to go back to the Noble Eightfold Path, where it will lead to the end of all suffering. Learn how to use your mind that way. This is the training in daily life. And if you stabilize the Anapanasati, then you can silence your mind and feel your heartbeat already. Then you anchor there. Then when you anchor there, you become very beautiful. There's like quite a number of karmita now can be stably, very stably away from there. Then like I told you earlier on, this trip, Alicia, suddenly because of the energy and all those things and the pain and the understanding, because she told me first 2 days, cannot sleep. Because too much energy, she didn't know. Then later on, I advised her, just be with it, at peace with it. And then things start to happen. Then later on, Amitabha came and all those things. So the mind starts to stabilize. Then something happened because of those energy. Then she, for the first time, she feel very familiar. How come like that? Now like that one, I hear from the heart, I see from the heart, everything I do now is from the heart. The senses is only vibration. Then just now she was at the pond there again, fish pond, the other side. Facing my direction is on the left. She saw me, she called me, waved her hand. Then I went there. Then after that, Sui An also came. She told me, she, they were very amazing. She was looking at the fish. She said, how come now my seeing is different? I can see my mind and the fish. Like, I can now really follow her. The mind follow her. I said, good, this is what specific phenomena awareness is all about. Your mind can be with the fish. Then not only the fish, I say, the flowing water, the movement. Because your mind is a silent mind, the true mind within. It's like that day I wrote the 2 words, pneumonia. Pneumonia is the whole. Then the phenomena is whatever that exists inside Anasana. Everything that moves, everything that can be perceived by the mind is a phenomena. Then they start to understand. Because first time you have it, you show very curious on. Just like what I told you about 25 years ago when my mundane mind collapsed. I was so amazed. How come like that one? That super mundane mind that shine forth and came out. See things very differently. all from the heart, you know, all directly from here, you know. Then no movement, you know, no sankara, nothing, you know. The mind like empty, you know. Then this new mind is so fine, you know, like no mind inside there, you know. So it took me quite a while to learn how to use that mind, you know. And nobody can tell me what is it, you know, and nobody can guide me, because this was not written anywhere. Yeah, my teacher also never tell me about this type of thing. But I knew what that thing was because my nature from the past has done it before. So that's why when it happened, I was so amazed. So I said, oh, the true mind is so wonderful. That true nature is so wonderful. So much clarity. Then like I told you, truth is everywhere, you know. Why can't the living being see? What is true? The characteristics of nature is everywhere. Everything that the Buddha talked about, the mundane mind, the dependent origination, the conditioned arising mind, the phenomenal, everything is so clear, you know, inside there. And the three universal characteristics of impermanent, suffering and non-self is so clear and everywhere. That's why later on when I share that, I used to say, truth is everywhere, why can't you see? For those who see, they always see. So this type of understanding will come forth when you meditate correctly. So in a way, there are conditions to share all this, and it can give you confidence so that when you are diligent, when you have faith, a lot of things can actually happen. Then listen attentively. We are just now before we break for meditation, after I gave the instruction, when I went out, there was one Kayanamitta come and ask me same question again. When I meditate, he said, where I saw her walking. Then when I meditate, again the same question, the heartbeat, what must I do? Then must I go to the breath? I said, just now I repeated those instructions, mind sweeping method, where you don't know how to sweep. I gave the instruction, were you listening? He said, yes. Then why you ask me this question? And I said, no. Yeah, I said, to learn meditation, you have to be attentive. Attentive means what? Listen. Then whatever you have not done, go and do. Don't ask questions. Don't try to know. Keep on wanting to know. What to do, how, and all those things. But this is not the way to inquire and learn meditation. You have to listen attentively. Then give it a try, investigate into it. It will work. It will be beautiful. So I say the purpose of meditation is what? To train your mind to be aware and then stabilize it to be heedful. Mind sweeping method is to help you decondition the heedless thinking. That's why your thought come and all those things. So are you doing that thing? You were only interested where you heard people say heartbeat. You also go and listen to the heartbeat. Then you think you can listen to the heartbeat. Maybe you do, but how you listen to the heartbeat is not important, because you cannot just move like that and get excited then without understanding. But the real silent mind is not like that one. So there are a lot of things that you need to slowly pay attention, because you are so new to this so-called sharing. And you have to have the patience to really train your mind. So the mind sweeping method, I say, if I give you a try, you would be very calm and peaceful sitting down here to meditate. Or if you got problem with sitting on the leg, you can sit on the bench, the couch or the chair. So this is just to let those who are new, so that you know and you are more focused. So don't just because you hear, then you try to go and do. Then thinking that I can hear the heartbeat, I progress away. Not like that one. You can even hear the heartbeat, so on. once a blue moon, go back heedless again. You don't know how to stabilize, you are too eager to listen. Then sometimes it's the thought play trick on you. Understand? Just like you use the stethoscope, you also can hear what puha puha. You might as well use the stethoscope and puha. Then you can hear the habit. Or you put your hand there. So meditation is not like that. The purpose of the habit is to use it as an anchor. It's like any anchor, whether the breathing or what. But I knew ultimately whatever method and technique you use after you train, this mind, once it's stabilized, once it enters pasati, it will go to the heart, understand? So if it goes to the heart, then why you waste time holding it all over the place? Yeah, this is where, like I explained this morning before we went for breakfast, this is where the gateway is, this is where the pulse of life is, this is where the life force is. So this is where the source of all activity that arises within the form of mind. If from here it comes, from here it will return. So when parinibbana, the consciousness will also cease and go back to the gateway. Then the gateway inside there is the physical body. But the gateway will take you to your true nature, which is beyond the physical body. And that one is the unconditioned, no word one, nothing one. Not a being, not a person. You cannot talk about it. So because of that, through my own cultivation and meditation, I knew finally you come back to here. So instead of taking so long to understand, that's why I give you some understanding. Because my last teacher also showed it to me that the gateway was there. Then I detected it. He just tell me it's somewhere there. Then he helped me initially to locate it. Then after that, I know what to do. That's why when you can locate, then you can report different experience. Then I can help you further, just like what happened to some of the kayanamitas. Then when it happened, it's very amazing, very amazing. So this is some important guideline. So don't be too eager to go to the heart, not so fast, understand? Take your time, develop your daily mindfulness, develop your awareness. Then when the conditions are there, it will happen. Just like what Gomoy did. She did anapanasati, she very good, then very calm, then went into that state. Then after that, automatically dropped to the heart. That is the good one, understand? She didn't go there and look for it, understand? Maybe we get her to share. Umei, you can speak in Mandarin. Yong Hua Yi, Fen Xiang. Her experience is very good. Actually, she cannot sit one no, early on when she came. Let her share with you. Umei.
And all the Kamehameha friends. Amitofo.
Amitofo.
在这里呢, 我想特别感谢 Radio, 因为在我人生最困难的时候, 因为在 2003年 我的 husband 就 pass away 是很突然的 真的我一下子就不能接受